I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. College football is heading to the locker room in the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences as university presidents and chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, including football, amid the coronavirus pandemic. They are hoping the seasons might be able to be played early next year. Alex Calkin is a senior at Michigan.
Yeah, I wish this fall sports would happen, but they got to take care of the kids. I have a lot of friends on the lacrosse team, and I'd rather have them safe and healthy than trying to benefit the school. So whatever's best interest in the kids, it stinks. Hopefully they can do it in the spring though.
Michigan junior Meredith Wojcicki wants to see teams in action.
I'd be upset if it got canceled for sure, and I think it'd be nice to have it postponed because I'd still like to have the season, but hopefully everything goes well and it can happen.
So far, three of the five power conferences, based mostly in the U.S. South and across to Texas, the SEC, ACC, and Big 12, are still looking to play at least limited seasons. Overall, 53 of the 130 programs in college football have canceled their seasons. Michigan senior Ben Flowerday agrees that play should take an extended time out.
It's not feasible for college athletes to live in the same types of bubbles that the MLB, NBA, etc. are living in because they don't make the money. They have other things they're pursuing. It's not their full-time career. So I think, just to be fair to the students, it would make more sense to cancel or postpone the fall season.
The virus has been especially impactful in California and Arizona, which houses six of the 12 schools in the Pac-12 conference. The Big Ten has schools in hard-hit Illinois, Ohio, and Michigan. One of the biggest golf tournaments of the season sounded like a round at a local course. When golf great Tiger Woods putts, it usually sounds like. This is how it sounded as he rolled in a long 5-meter putt at the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. To be fair, a handful of fans were on hand to witness players coming through the last few holes of the course. Woods was part of a star-studded field that was humbled by 23-year-old American Colin Morikawa, who shot a final round 64 in just his second-ever career major appearance.
It's amazing. It's been a life goal, obviously, as a little kid, kind of watching everyone grow up, all these professionals, and this is what I've always wanted to do. I felt very comfortable from the start, you know, as an amateur junior golfer turning professional last year, but to finally close it off and come out here in San Francisco, you know, pretty much my second home where I spent the last 4 years, it's pretty special.
Morikawa's only stumble on Sunday was during the trophy presentation when he struggled to lift the silverware and the lid fell off onto the green. The 12th-ranked Morikawa finished at 13 under par to win by two shots over runners-up Paul Casey of Ireland and overnight leader Dustin Johnson of the United States. Tiger Woods shot his best round of the tournament Sunday with a 67 to finish at 1 under par.
Proud of myself.
English golfer Andy Sullivan should be, as he claimed his fourth European Tour title at the English Championship at Hanbury Manor Marriott Hotel and Country Club in Ware, England. It had been about 5 years since Sullivan's last win.
Not stuck in the doldrums, just hasn't quite happened for me since them three wins in that year. And, you know, it feels like, you know, it's really just feels like a weight off my shoulders now.
Although Sullivan finished at 27 under par for a 7-shot win over Adrian Ortegi of Spain, he did not feel as if he was cruising to victory.
I never really felt comfortable on the golf course all day. You know, found it quite a battle the whole way round until I started dropping a couple of putts on the back nine and my lead just started increasing. So, yeah, I was always on guard today. I knew Adrian was there, breathing down my neck.
Ortegi seemed to feel better during his runner-up effort.
I had a very good start. Started with two birdies. I hold some very good putts today. I was feeling very good on the course, talking to Job, to my caddy. It was very good. We were very focused, and we did our best, but just wasn't enough against Andy.
The Spaniard felt the course was hardest toward the end.
Obviously, I think the last few holes were tougher today. I didn't make a birdie since 12, but I really think they were not easy to birdie.
Sullivan is just happy to be back in action.
I'm just buzzing to be back playing on the European Tour at the moment. Through this current pandemic, I think we all should be grateful that we're back playing golf, because I think a lot of us were sat on the sofa feeling sorry for ourselves, unemployed and uninspired. So it's just great to be back.
So there are still many, many, many incredible teams in course, but the important first step for us, for our confidence, for this year, for the future, we beat Real Madrid. It's an incredible for us.
A huge win for English football club Manchester City, as it pulled off a 2-1 victory over Real Madrid of Spain to reach the Champions League quarterfinals with a 4-2 aggregate. Manager Pep Guardiola now leads Manchester City to play French opponent Lyon at a single elimination last eight tournament in Lisbon.
We have still three games. We're going to Portugal to enjoy in the country from João Bernardo. Stay there, eat well, be together, laugh a lot, work a lot, and arrive in the best moment to play against Olympique Lyon.
Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane says his team had a disappointing finish to an otherwise strong season.
Bueno, no podemos estar contentos, obvio, porque...
We can't be happy because we lost a match. We missed the qualification. But in the end, what remains is what we did throughout the whole season. And we are proud of that. This is football. We lost two matches against a good rival, and we just have to accept that. We had our chances to score, but we missed, especially in the second half when we were playing better. But in the end, this is football. 95% of what we did this season was excellent. Today, we played against a great opponent, and we have to accept it.
Hoy jugamos también contra un rival y hay que aceptar.
Lyon was a giant killer itself, ousting Italy's nine-time consecutive Serie A champion Juventus on away goals after a 2-2 draw on aggregate. Head coach Rudy Garcia was pleased his team fought all the way to the final whistle.
J'étais sur le terrain avec mon équipe. On les a encouragés. C'est ce que je disais derrière. J'ai entendu le staff.
I was on the pitch with my team. I was supporting them. I could hear all the staff, everybody, and I think you've heard them too. We all jumped, tackled, held the ball with them. In the most stressful moments when you are under pressure, you must not forget the basics, and we did so. We kept playing well organized. We remained focused. We didn't lose our cool, and we tried not to just stay back, even if it was hard not to.
On est resté lucide, on s'est pas énervé, on a fait en sorte de pas trop reculer, même si c'était difficile.
Juventus head coach Maurizio Sarri said his team gave everything.
Se dobbiamo avere delle recriminazioni è che abbiamo sbagliato il primo tempo di Lyon.
If we have one regret, it is that we did not play well in the first half in Lyon in the first leg. At this level of competition, you pay for this kind of mistake. We leave this tournament with 8 matches, 6 wins, 1 draw, and 1 defeat. 19 points. If you were in a table, we would be first or second, and we're out instead. This leaves an enormous bitterness. It shows me how cursed this tournament is for Juventus. I would be happy for this match if it wasn't for that bitter fact. Because the boys were regenerated. They gave everything. They fought to the end. They put their heart and soul on the pitch. I like them a lot. Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals in the bittersweet 2-1 victory for Juventus. It was a football game played in Shizuoka, Japan, but it had the look and feel of being in Thailand. Shimizu S-Pulse players, including Thai international Tirasil Dangda, who joined the club this year, had their names in Thai on their jerseys for the first time in J-League history as the team hosted a Thai derby match between S-Pulse and Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo with Thai star Chonitip Sonakrisen, who represented the Northern Japanese club. Shinya Yamamuro, Shimizu S-Pulse president, says the game was a special event catered especially for Thailand football supporters.
Hi. 今シーズン This season, we made the acquisition of Thailand's national player, Thirasil, also known as the hero for Thailand. In the J-League, we have national players from Thailand in Sapporo and Yokohama. I hear that there's a surging interest in the J-League in Thailand. That is why we planned this event, so everyone in Thailand can enjoy seeing their players' performances. Players' names were also displayed in Thai on advertising boards at the front of the south and north stands of the stadium during the match. Yamamuro hopes to build the Thailand connection. Football is a very big sport in Thailand, and Thai people are very amicable towards Japan. So we hope to gain more S-Pulse fans from Thailand. Four Thai players are currently signed to J-League clubs. Stand up! Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
I can't believe it, to come in here 24 back and to go out leading the championships. Incredible.
Superbike rider Jonathan Rea of Northern Ireland won two races on top of his Kawasaki in Portimão, Portugal, to move to the top of the SBK World Championship standings.
We didn't come here winter testing this year when all the other teams did, and I rode terrible on FP1, and I was starting to panic a little bit, but I could see my pace in the races was very good, especially at the end. I could do exactly what I wanted.
Rea was Superbike champion in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 to make him the most successful world SBK rider in the championship's history. Formula One giants Ferrari, McLaren, Renault, and Williams are accusing the Racing Point team of copying parts of the Mercedes that Lewis Hamilton drove to a sixth world championship last year. That prompted Racing Point co-owner Lawrence Stroll to make a rare public statement.
I do not often speak publicly. However, I'm extremely angry at any suggestion that we have been underhand or have cheated, particularly those comments coming from our competitors.
Stroll says his integrity has been unfairly called to question.
I have never cheated at anything in my life. These accusations are completely unacceptable and not true. My integrity and that of my team are beyond question.
FIA, the sports governing body, penalized Racing Point nearly $470,000 and 15 points.
Everyone at Racing Point was shocked and disappointed by the FIA ruling and firmly maintain our innocence. This team, under various names, has competed in Formula One for over 30 years and today employs 500 people. We've always been a constructor and will continue to be so in the future.
Stroll says Racing Point is appealing the FIA's verdict.
You're in the game room.
Good news for Dutch cyclist Fabio Jakobsen, who is in good condition after he was brought out of an induced coma following a crash with one of his countrymen near the finish line at the Tour of Poland. Dr. Paweł Gruenpetter, deputy director of St. Barbara Hospital.
No, możemy mówić o konkretach, bo zapytałem się pana, czy mówi po angielsku.
We can talk about specifics because I asked him if he spoke English. He acknowledged by nodding his head, then followed all the instructions I gave him. He moved his head, closed his eyes, raised his hands, moved his legs, which is all a patient can do during such a test. The 23-year-old Jakobsen was fighting for victory Wednesday toward the end of the first stage when Dylan Groenewegen deviated from his line in the final meters and sent Jakobsen crashing through the roadside barriers. Groenewegen crossed the line in first place, then hit the tarmac himself in a mass crash. The injuries Jakobsen suffered prompted doctors to put him in an induced coma and operate on him for 5 hours. He was very lucky. Treatment was a huge success. He is a young, athletic man, and it certainly saved him. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.